fitter, happier. A program about your health for your health.
Good morning and welcome to Fitter Happier for this Thursday, the 2nd of April. Today we are talking about an upcoming online forum for midwifery and nursing students, as well as recent graduates who are looking to enter the workforce. The Transition to Practice Forum is an exciting event that comes in perfect timing, with 2020 being named the International Year of the Nurse and Midwife by the World Health Organization. Joining us today to talk about the forum and to chat a little about the transition from being a nursing student to finding employment is Natalie Mao, Acting Principal Nursing Advisor from the Department of Health, Western Australia. Thanks for joining us today, Natalie.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me.
Tell us why this Transition to Practice Forum has been organised.
At the Department of Health, we really wanted to be able to give our newly qualified nurses and midwives and graduates or students who are about to graduate the information on the Grad Connect process for WA Health. And the Grad Connect process is the recruitment portal for new graduates seeking to enter the workforce in terms of going into hospitals with graduate programs. So we wanted to give them the information and how best to apply and tips on how to put the best applications forward.
And when will the forum take place?
The forum's going to take place on Saturday, April 18th. It starts at 9 o'clock. It is an online forum, so participants can go on to our website at www.gnc.health.wa.gov.au. Click on the Transition to Practice Forum link, and that will give you all the information and the button to register, which will give you then the information on the channel on which to log in to listen to the presentation.
Like many things recently, it's changed from being a physical event to an online event. How will you structure that?
So, yeah, it's changed very much since our original idea of having like a big expo for students to be able to come in and chat with recruiters in an expo style format. So we decided to change it to an online event. We think it's really important for students and newly qualified nurses and midwives to understand that in this uncertain time, there's a lot of anxiety out there, for them to appreciate that things will still go ahead. There's still going to be work available. So we changed it to an online forum, which will have a schedule with times so participants can log in and out at any time. So we'll have the day from 9 to 4 o'clock, and participants log in, they can listen to presentations on WI Health and how it's structured, how the Chief Nursing and Midwifery Office supports WA Health nursing nurses and midwives. It will give them the opportunity to understand about the Grad Connect process, mm-hmm. as well as areas of workforce need in WA Health, such as mental health nursing and rural and remote nursing.
Yeah.
So they can log in and log out at any time, and there'll also be the opportunity to participate in question and answer sessions through their smartphones or their mobile devices or computers, so that they can really have one-on-one, time with the recruiters from mm-hmm. the hospital side.
Pretty important. There's been a lot of chat about the demand from COVID-19 that is happening to our health system across the country. Are there more opportunities for work at the moment?
So certainly it's a very trying time at the moment for any health services in the system. So the forum is giving us the opportunity to communicate directly with student nurses and midwives, as well as our newly qualified nurses mm-hmm. and midwives, in relation to opportunities for the COVID-19 pandemic. Here at the Chief Nursing and Midwifery Office, together with the COVID-19 WA workforce team, we're busy exploring strategies on how the nursing and midwifery workforce can be supported and even increased at this time. So we're certainly looking at ways how student nurses and midwives can help in this space. So any decisions and outcomes regarding this will be communicated to students at the forum, because we're in that there's a lot of work happening. Everyone's, as you can imagine, really busy in the Chief Nursing Midwifery Office, the Department of Health at the hospital is really busy looking at ways to be able to support the nurses and midwives in the front line.
Yes, we all send our thanks and gratitude, and including the students and the recently retired, because it seems all hands will be required at the till at some point. If we want to find out more about the forum and other graduate employment initiatives, where should we go?
So if you go online to www.gnc.health.wa.gov.au, and click on the Transition to Practice Forum, the information will be there. So we look forward to having as many newly qualified nurses and midwives and student nurses and midwives online so that they can really understand what's going on at the moment and, you know, their future employment opportunities after this is all hopefully, you know, died down and we can get back to normal.
Well, I'll be prompting my nursing student friends, but they're so organised, I bet they're onto it already. Thank you to Natalie Mao, Acting Principal Nursing Advisor from the Department of Health, Western Australia. Thanks, Natalie.
Thank you very much.